Amen. Morning, morning, morning. You may be seated. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to see all y'all's smiling faces this morning. And some of y'all that ain't smiling. No, I'm joking. Amen. You can turn over to Romans 12. Verse 3. I do want to reiterate about Light the Night. We do need volunteers if you don't mind. But also with the candy, we're really just trying to go overboard with the candy. Amen. And when I say overboard, I mean just like overboard. So if you work with people for a company, ask them, hey, y'all want to donate some candy? Amen. You know? And okay. All right. Amen. If you don't mind, that'd be awesome. If you don't feel like buying candy, you can, is there a deal? There's a deal called outreach on there, ain't there? There's a deal for Toddly. You can go on there and do outreach. Just give some money towards that and we'll buy the candy. However you want to do, it's fine. Amen. But we just want to go overboard with it. We really do. Amen. We want to bless everybody and we want the kids to have a lot of fun. That's the point of it, right? Amen. All right. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think how? More highly than you ought to think, right? But to think how? According as God hath dealt. Who dealt it? What has he dealt? The measure. Not a measure, because if it was a measure, then we'd have a right to challenge God and say, well, you gave him more than you gave me, or you gave her more faith than you gave me. That's not specific to the measure of faith. Everybody got the measure, a specific amount of faith. And it's up to us to grow it.
Yes, sir.
I should have heard a way better amen than that. It's up to us to grow it.
Yes,
amen. We keep asking God, God increase my faith, but faith comes by how? God done everything he did about increasing your faith. He gave you this word. And so if we hear his word, then that's how our faith will increase. Amen. Amen. So it's unscriptural to pray, God increase my faith. Because he said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So if I'm not in the word of God, then my faith can't increase.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We'll pray. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. And we thank you for your word this morning. I thank you, Holy Ghost, for light, illumination, and revelation. I thank you, Father God, that you will have things for this congregation that I didn't even plan on saying, Father God. And we just pull on that anointing on the men on the pastoral office by faith right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, Father God, in advance. Everybody agreed, said
amen.
Amen. We started this Wednesday. I believe we called it like real faith or faith that's real, however you want to say it. So this is a trick question. Don't answer. All right.
Okay.
All right. I won't answer. All right. I'm glad y'all are very vocal this morning. Y'all, you know, you're doing good. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. I'm just going to stand in front of you. Amen. So can you have a faith failure? Don't answer.
Don't answer.
Y'all, you're right. The answer is no. Some of y'all remember from Wednesday. You can't. You cannot have a faith failure. Yeah, well, you might be saying, well, why? Well, who gave us faith?
God.
So for me to say I had a faith failure, saying that God failed me whenever he gave me his faith.
Amen.
The faith God gave me will not sustain what I'm believing for. And is incapable of bringing to pass what I'm believing for. And so now I'm looking at God as the problem, because the faith he gave me is not getting the job done. But if I just back up and go, all right, obviously I haven't received it. So I missed it somewhere. God, you didn't miss it. You gave me faith. And I know your faith created what? Y'all ever read Genesis? What his faith create? And he spoke it into existence, right? Amen. So the same faith that created this world, he gave each and every one of us the measure of it. The measure of it. And so that faith will not fail. We will.
Yes.
Because either we're really not believing when we think we are.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but me personally, these last few months, God's really been going on faith and things like that. And it's really just been helping me a lot. It's just, I feel like it's advancing us. And it's advancing us and we're moving us a little bit quicker than what we was. Amen. So faith can't fail. If we're honest about it, we missed it somewhere. And so we just need to back up and ask God, all right, Holy Ghost, where did I miss it? Because I know you don't miss it, so where did I miss it? I know I was said I was believing for this, and I believed I was, but obviously nothing's happened, so I missed it somewhere. Show me where I missed it. Because if you really think about it, hallelujah. Oh, amen. 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 Hallelujah. All right. Because where did we get faith from? God, right? Amen. Because who are we? Amen. Who are we to really say that God does not have the ability to help us in any way? Who are we to sit here and say, God, you're the problem. And what you gave me is the problem. Because I know I'm right in believing this. And it didn't happen because of you. That's a wrong stance to have. Because now, who do you really think you are?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because you think you can't miss it, but God can. And what he gave you missed it. Because you're not wrong. God is.
Yeah.
I know it's a little rough. Hallelujah. But it'll help us if we'll accept it. Amen. I said it'll help us if we accept it. Amen. And don't beat yourself up.
No. Amen. That's right.
If you were believing God for something and didn't come to pass, don't beat yourself up. There was a lot of things that I thought I was believing God for. It didn't come past. But when I looked at it, I said, you know what? I really wasn't in faith, or I heard somebody say something, and I was like, ooh, I'm going to do that.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Oh, I ain't even got that in my pocket. And we're back. You're welcome. I'm sorry. Throw something at me next time. She's back there trying to work the camera. Amen. I apologize. You know what? Y'all do a great job. I want to thank everybody that helps us, because I know I'm a lot to deal with. So I appreciate it. I really do. Amen. I ain't going to go over some of the same stuff that we went over Wednesday. If you wasn't here, you can obviously listen to it. Podbean, YouTube, and Facebook. Amen. So faith can't fail, can it?
No.
Look at your neighbor and say, faith can't fail. Look at your other neighbor and say, I might be the problem. If it was hard to say that, then that might be some of your answer right there. Because, you know, naturally,
hallelujah.
Let's be honest, naturally, we always think we're never the problem.
Yeah.
It's somebody else. It's our job. It's our boss. It's the bank. It's how the system's going right now. It's them. It ain't me. I couldn't be wrong. Me? No. Amen. Well, we asked God to help us this morning, and amen. And that's exactly what he's doing, because I didn't plan on talking about that, but that's where we went. Amen. So can faith fail?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
So if I'm believing God for something, it doesn't come to fruition, what do I need to do?
Ask God.
God, something's going on. What do I need to do? Or if I missed it somewhere, show me where I missed it. Let me know. That way I can make the adjustment and move forward.
Yes.
Amen. See, that's way easier than going, God, faith don't work.
Yes.
faith don't work, because I was believing for this. It didn't work. Faith don't work. And now I'm going around telling people, look, you see that? Faith don't even work. Because I believe God for that. It didn't work. So now I've created something that's not scriptural, based off of me failing, not faith. Because, well, I shouldn't say fail. Well, I guess we failed because faith didn't. That's just plain and simple. Faith didn't fail because faith can't fail.
Amen.
Because if faith can fail, then every time God spoke the world into existence, sun, be, moon, light, water, then some of it wouldn't have worked.
That's right.
Amen.
And so we'd have some trees that may have grown up a little bit but have nothing on them.
Mm-hmm.
Might have a little bit of air but not full air. Because if faith doesn't work, then some of the things God spoke into existence in the beginning shouldn't be into fruition right now. It should be just halfway or not there at all.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Let's go over to Acts 19, please. Amen. How many of y'all are glad you came this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Acts 19, we'll start about verse 13. You can pull up the Young's Literal, please. Do we have that? Yes? Outstanding. Look at y'all. That's not the Young's Literal. Did you know that? There you go. Yes! I knew you had it. Sorry. Verse 13, and certain of the wandering, exorcist Jews, took upon them to name over those having the evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, "We adjure you by Jesus, whom Paul doth preach." And there were certain seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, a chief priest, who are doing this thing. Man, it's a little like the King James, huh? Yeah, but worse. And the evil spirit answering said, "Jesus and Paul and you, who are you?" This is imitation faith. "And you, who are you?" Pull up the Passion, please.
It made me run.
Now, there were seven, Jewish exorcists, sons of Sceva the high priest, who took it upon what?
Themselves.
Took it upon themselves. To use the name and authority of Jesus over those who were demonized. They would say, "We cast you out in the name of Jesus that Paul preaches." One day, when they said those words, the demon in the man replied, "I know about Jesus and I recognize Paul, but who do you think you are?" Amen. And you know the rest of it. He beat the dog out of them. A couple of them stripped them naked. Wore them slick. In the Phillips, I wrote it down. It says, "Jesus I know and I'm acquainted with Paul, but who on earth are you?"
Amen.
Amen. See, they just heard, or I bet they probably even saw Paul casting a demon out of somebody. And so they just assumed, well, he did it. I can do it. Well, did you get a word from God to tell you to do it, or are you just doing it because somebody else did it?
Amen.
Because it tickled your ear a little bit, and you was like, "Ooh, I like that. I'm going to try that." And so he said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who on earth are you? Imitation faith. They're trying to... Yes, imitate. Thank you. Imitate faith that they saw Paul do.
Yes. Amen.
They tried to imitate that faith. They didn't have faith to do that. Or he had came out. But he answered them. He said, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. Who are you? I wonder if even when they were about to cast them out, if they were talking to each other and they were like, all right, so, you know, I saw Paul. He was standing in front of him. Well, how was he standing? So, you know, let's get that right. That way we can kind of do it, you know, mocking what he was doing, his stances. Well, you know, I think he had one foot in front of the other one and he pointed with his right hand. Well, how high was his hand? Well, you know, just about shoulder with, well, we got to be specific now. We're about to do this. We got to do it like Paul did. Well, how does face look? You know, he kind of had one eyebrow down and one up. Well, which eyebrow? I don't remember. Well, think. Think, because if we're going to do it, that's how Paul looked when he did it. How many times have we done that with our faith? Well, you know, they said this, this, and this. All right, I'm going to go home and do it. Well, they got their bills on the table and said, bills, be paid. I'm going to go home and do it.
Amen.
Well, did you get a word from God? Are you just doing it because, do you know that you can do that because of the what the word says? Or are you doing it just because you saw somebody else do it? That's imitating somebody else's faith. That's not operating in your faith. And then somebody will get up and try to do that and go, see, that faith stuff don't work. No, it works. You're just trying to imitate somebody else's faith. You're not using your faith. You don't even know what the word says concerning any of that. You just saw somebody do something, assumed you could do it, and then started doing it. And now you're trying to blame God that his faith doesn't even work. Whenever it was us that failed because we assumed we can act like them. They did it. God's not a respecter of person. You know, some scripture we'll try to quote back. You're not a respecter of person. If he did it, I can do it. Well, what are you basing off what you're doing? What scripture? Well, I really don't have one, but I saw them do it. Well, you ain't going to get nothing.
Amen.
You're not. If you're basing your faith off of what she did, who is she? Who am I? Who are you? Why am I basing my faith off somebody else? Why don't I base it off what the Word of God says concerning my life? Hallelujah. They were trying to imitate what they saw. Or could I say someone else's faith? Amen. Right? They were trying to imitate somebody else's faith. And write this down. Make a note. Say, that is not faith. That is not faith. Trying to imitate somebody else's faith? That is not faith. You're imitating what you saw. It's just like growing up in school. You know, what was it? Like red light, green light, or Simon Says. You're just imitating what they say. That's all you're doing. Hallelujah. Y'all still all right? Amen. Let me get a drink of water real fast. Hallelujah. I already said that.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, here we go. Faith does work, right? Amen. Just because someone says they're in faith doesn't always mean they are. Just because, I'd make a mental note of this too. Just because somebody says they're in faith doesn't mean they always are. Because a lot of people running around saying, well, I'm believing God for this. Well, I'm in faith for this. We, number one, we don't know. You can't sit back and try to judge them either. What does their fruit say though? What does their fruit say? The fruit will let you know everything. And then it's especially not time to go, I knew you wasn't in faith. What are you? You're just running around. Because who are you to tell them?
Amen.
You, Mr. Holier Now, got it all figured out all of a sudden?
Come on. Amen.
Mr. Faith Police?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad I showed up.
Amen.
Let's turn over to Matthew 17. Amen. Well, go back, where is we at? Hallelujah. Pull it up in the Passion again, please. Hallelujah. I want to get to the last couple pages so bad I can taste it, because I was studying this morning. I like to have a fit inside my living room. Amen. But we're gonna take our time. Amen. Because the thing is, we ain't going anywhere.
Amen.
We'll be here Wednesday. We'll be here Sunday. Amen. So we got all the time in the world. Amen. Where did I ask y'all to go? Yeah. Amen. There we go. Amen. Now, there were seven, of that authority who took it upon themselves to use the name and authority. See, they took it upon themselves. They didn't have a specific word. They didn't know what the word said concerning any of it. They just took it upon themselves. Well, I seen them and them do this. I can probably do it. Say things like that, I'm going to tell you right now, you're not in faith.
Amen.
I'm going to try that. You're not in faith.
Amen.
Because once you got the word of God down on the inside of you, you know for a fact, whenever you'll see something will come up or a bill unexpected, you'll just step up on it and go, I command you to be paid in the name of Jesus, and then walk off laughing. Because you understand what the word of God says and the authority that's backing you and what faith will actually accomplish whenever you release it out of your mouth.
Amen.
But if I'm not feeding on the word of God at all, but I'm just feeding on on YouTube. Amen.
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 Amen. Now let's go over to Matthew 17, please. Hallelujah. Well, I tried that and it didn't work. Well, you weren't in faith. Well, who are you? You answered your question with the answer inside the question or the statement. You said, I tried that. So you really don't know what the word is concerning whatever you're trying to believe for.
Amen.
You truly don't. But look, we all can get into the word. It's up to all of us. I can't sit up here or follow you day and night and read the word to you.
Amen.
I can't. It's up to each and every one of us to get into the word. Just like in school, did your mom and dad take you to class, sit in class with you, help you do your homework for you?
Yeah.
Amen. Matthew 17, about verse 14. Yeah, we'll start about verse 10. 13? I don't know what that means. 14. That's the one I was looking for. 14. And when they were come to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son. He is lunatic and sore vexed, and oft times he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, Why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, Because of your unbelief. For verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, Remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out by prayer and fasting, This kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. And while they abode in Galilee, Jesus said unto them, the Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men. I'm going to read it. I forgot which translation I wrote down here, so I apologize for that. I didn't write it down. I'll read it to you, though. I wrote it down. It says, when they came to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving and perverse generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive it out? He replied, because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Amen. I wrote down in verse 19, they said, why couldn't we drive them out? I wonder if they just assumed, since they've been with Jesus, you know, I've seen Jesus do this. I saw how he's handled demons before. You know, since we've been hanging out with him, you know, some of that anointing probably on us. Some of his faith is probably on us, you know, because we talk with him daily. We hang out with him a lot, you know. So I probably don't have to study like he does, but, you know, I'm in close proximity with him. You know, I'm hanging out with him. So that's bound to rub off on me.
Amen.
Wonder if that happened. There was this lady. She actually was working at a doctor's office, and her husband actually taught at a Bible college daily, 6 to 8 hours a day. So he's constantly studying, constantly teaching the Word of God daily, except Saturdays and Sundays, obviously, right? And so she said, I assumed, since we're in covenant, we're married, my faith is where his faith is.
Amen.
And she said, there was this lady. I could tell that she had a demon, something wrong with her, that came into the doctor's office that day. And she said the doctor was actually picked up on it before I did. And she said that he's like, don't let her in here. You know, there's something wrong. Well, she ended up letting her in. And she said it was about a 90-year-old woman with a cane. So she let her in. And so she's like, well, you know what? I'll kind of deal with it like my husband has dealt with stuff like this and stuff before. You know, I should be able to do it. You know, we're in covenant. My faith's probably where his is. He studies every day. We should be good. Took her outside and went to cast her out and got beat with that cane. Bad. Bad. Bruises all over her body. I think the doctor ended up having to come out and helping her get that lady off of her. A 90-year-old lady. And when she got home, she's like, I don't know why it didn't work. I used the name of Jesus and stuff. He's like, well, what do you know about casting out devils? What do you know about using your faith for that? She goes, well, I don't really know. He said, well, let's see what the Word says. Yes. And she said, and then I found out my faith wasn't there for that yet. I assumed it was because my husband's been in the Word every single day teaching it. So I assumed my faith was where his faith was because we're in covenant. See, being close to people, sometimes you just assume your faith is where their faith is at. Don't confuse it. Don't allow that to confuse you. Be just honest with yourself and say, where is my faith at? Thank God I'm able to hang out with people that have greater faith than me. That way I can see how it operates and how it works. But thank God my faith ain't going to stay where I'm at. I'm continually going to grow it and move forward with it. But I'm not just going to assume just because we're in covenant that my faith's going to be where your faith's at. Because you can study all day. Me, I couldn't study, but then I could just try to walk around and say, well, we got faith. Well, no, we don't. And that's why there's a lot of problems sometimes in marriages, because one will study and one really won't study, and then they'll try to lean on the other one's faith.
Amen.
Amen. That's another message. Yeah, it is. We ain't got time for that one. Amen. All right, let's go over to John 4:39, please.
No. We're looking for a...
John 4. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Let's read out the Passion. Please.
Okay.
So there were many from the Samaritan village who became believers in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I did. Actually, pull it up. Well, we'll finish this. Well, pull up the King James first. Let's read that one first. Sorry. Did I write down the King James? I didn't write it down. It's all right. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me all that I did. So when the Samaritans were coming to him, they besought him that they would tarry with him, and he abode there 2 days. And many were believed, and many more believed because of his what? And said unto the woman, now what?
We believe.
Not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Yes. Right? Now, after 2 days, he departed thence, and he went into Galilee. Pull that up in the Passion now, please. So there were many other Samaritans in the village who came to believers in Jesus because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I ever did. Then they begged Jesus to stay with them, so he stayed there for 2 days, resulting in many more coming to faith in him because of his teachings. Then the Samaritan said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you told us, but we've heard him ourselves and are convinced that he really is the true Savior of the world. Go back to 41, please. 40. Well, we'll start at the beginning. Amen. So right here it says, many of the Samaritans in the village who became what?
Believers.
And Jesus because of the woman's what?
Testimony.
Right? So they believed because of what?
Testimony.
Because of the woman. Right? Because of what they, because of what the woman told. Right? Next. Then they begged Jesus to stay. Next, please. Resulting in many, well, Jesus stayed there.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Then it says, resulting in many more coming to what?
Faith.
In him because of what?
His teachings.
Whose teachings?
Jesus.
Next. Then the Samaritans said to the woman, we no longer believe what? So what were they doing before then? Mental assent? Believing just because of what you heard? Well, they, you know, well, faith will work if you'll do it like this, this, and this. Or, you know, I spoke to this truck and, well, the thing is, a lot of times we'll say stuff like, well, God told me to speak to this truck. I spoke to it. Next day, it was mine. Well, did God tell you to do that?
Right.
See, God probably told you to do that, and you acted upon it.
Yes.
But we didn't get the full story, and so somebody will go out and try to act on that faith that they heard.
Yes.
And they don't have a word from God.
Right.
God didn't tell them to do that.
Yes.
And so they believe because of what they that's what they did. Because right here it says, we no longer believe just because of what you told us.
Yes. Amen.
Because there is mental assent, just agreeing in your head.
Yes.
And then there's believing in your heart. That's two separate things.
Yes, sir.
But now we've heard him what? But now we got into the Word of God and we see what it says concerning our bills. Now we see what it says concerning our healing.
Amen.
Now we see what it says concerning victory.
Yes.
Now we see what it says concerning depression.
Yes.
Now we see what it says concerning our family.
Yes.
And now we've heard him ourselves and are convinced. Yes. See, whenever you get into the word is when you get convinced.
Yes.
Not from what I'm telling you. But whenever you get into the word is when we get convinced.
Amen.
Satan will try to come up and put a sickness on you and you'll just be like, that don't belong to me.
Amen.
That ain't mine.
Amen.
See, but somebody not convinced go, oh man, not again. I thought I was healed of that. Man, that is killing me. You're not convinced. You're not convinced at all. You're convinced that Satan's strong enough and has the ability to give you anything he wants to give you. You're convinced of that. Amen. Y'all might as well say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're getting through it. Amen. Y'all all right this morning? Y'all still all right? All right. Do I need to throw water on you? You good? No, all right. Everybody's covering their hair. See, I'm good in that department. We no longer believe just because of what you told us. Just mental ascending. But now we've heard him ourselves and are convinced that he really is the true Savior of the world. Here, I wrote something down here. Let me get to it. Okay. Thank you. I wrote down, we no longer believe because of what you told us, but we've heard him ourselves and are convinced, like it says in the Passion, right? And then now we believe, and then I put question mark. What were they doing before? Probably mental assent. Probably mental assent. Just agreeing with their head, not with their heart.
Amen.
But then once they got the word spoke to them, they go, you know what? That, yes, healing does belong to me.
Amen.
You know what? Prosperity does belong to me.
Amen.
You know what? Victory does belong to me.
Amen.
You know what? Depression cannot stay in my life.
Amen.
You know what? Headaches and things can no longer dominate my days. Whenever I wake up in the morning, just a feeling can no longer dominate to me if I'm going to have a good day or a bad day. It's not. Because I'm convinced of what the Word of God says concerning my life.
Amen.
I'm convinced of it. Let God be true and everything else a liar.
Amen.
Amen. They said, now we believe. We've heard him ourselves and now we know. Not they guess so, not maybe so, but they know so, right?
Yes.
Yes. Now we know. They said, now we know.
Yes.
Now we know.
Amen.
Well, what gave them that kind of confidence? They heard the word for themselves and they saw the truth.
Amen.
They said, now.
Yes.
Now we know.
Amen.
See, whenever you get into the word and a situation comes up, you'll go, now I know.
That's right.
You don't belong here and you can't stay.
Amen.
Because now I know. I know what the Word of God says concerning healing.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know what the Word of God says concerning faith, concerning prosperity, concerning victory. Well, I don't know. Well, that's fine. We're all learning.
Yeah.
All we got to do is just continually read. That's it. Find out what it says in the Word.
Yeah.
Amen. Excuse me. The seven sons of Sceva, they didn't know.
No.
Not at all.
They didn't. They just seen somebody do it and thought they could.
Mm-hmm.
See, they didn't know. Because if they would have known, then that demon would have came out immediately. But the demon looked at them and laughed. Said, Jesus, we know. Paul, we know. But who on earth are you?
Right.
Don't let sickness ask you that question. Don't let lack ask you that question.
Amen.
Don't let depression ask you that question.
Amen.
tell them who you are.
Yes.
What do you mean, who on earth am I? I'm the Son of God Almighty. That's exactly who I am. I'm the head and I'm not the tail. The sickness Jesus took on the cross so I don't have to bear. What he bore, I don't have to bear. So I command you to leave my body in the name of Jesus. And then I continue my day just like I do every day with a smile on my face. Well, what if you're having a hard day? A hard day does not try to dictate to me if I'm having a good day or not.
Amen.
I don't let it. I have fun regardless.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I was going to talk about you, Chelsea, but I'm not going to.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, no. Probably save me a batting later. There's been days where we've got into it, and I've had to make myself happy.
Amen.
Because I wasn't at the moment. Amen. But I didn't allow it to stay there and fester either.
Amen.
We dealt with it and continued on. And so even after we dealt with it, you know, that anger and that, I can't believe she did that, was still trying to show up. And even if it's trying to show up, if I bite on to it and go, you know what? Yeah, why would she do something that stupid? Well, now... Or why did Ricky do something that stupid? Because look, let's be honest. Both of us ain't saints, just like y'all two ain't saints. I should have heard a good amen out of that. Oh, y'all being quiet. Y'all just rocking 100%, huh? Just never have. All right, right on. Y'all doing better than us. Amen. But if I'd allowed that thought to continue to stay there, then it had just been hell every single day. Because now that attitude is there. Now that attitude of, well, I don't know what you were thinking. You're just, that's stupid. I said to do this and this, but you did nothing. And so now I have an attitude whenever we talk, regardless if I'm trying to act happy or not.
Yeah.
Amen. That's got nothing to do with it. Moving on. Amen. All right. Well, I believe we're going to stop there. Amen. Because once we get in the next one I'm going to talk about is baseless faith. Amen. Baseless faith. That's the one I was wanting to get to today, but amen, it's all right. We still got a lot of time. Hallelujah. Well, did y'all get anything?
Yes.
Well, hallelujah. Thank God for helping us. Well, Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, magnify your holy name. We thank you for the word that we've received this morning. I thank you, Father God, we'll continue to meditate on the word. We'll guard and protect the word, Father God. And we'll just continue to work faith like the word of God says to work faith. We won't assume we have faith whenever we're not in faith, Father God. But we'll just continually feed our faith on the word and then act upon that faith. And then we'll begin to see more and more and more results, Father. So we thank you for it in advance. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody agreed, said.
Amen.
Amen.